The creation of Greek mythology. Greek myths were told long ago by ancient Greek people, around the time of 700 years BCE. They wrote about the creation of the world and the god and goddesses that walked its surface. Ancient people used these stories to try and make sense of phenomenons that they couldn't understand or explain. Gods were created to personicate life, death, good, evil, and the meaning behind suffering. They used places to depict where you go when you die and where the gods called home. Many of these myths include fictional characters such as mermaids, or monsters, and heroes with God-given abilities. Despite its lack of realism, the Greek myths are appreciated for the exceptional storytelling. Because of this, all the stories depict a world where heroes can die and evil can be found victorious. Like life, not everyone is given a happy ending. Another name commonly associated with the creation of Greek mythology is Hesiod. He lived between 650 and 750 years BCE and played a big role in the creation of Greek mythology. He was the man who wrote Iliad and Odysseus, debatably two of the best Greek mythology writings. Other great stories would include the creation of man and the clash of the Titans. For a long time, philosophers have searched for new writings and gods. Stories have been found on cave walls and drawn into pottery, each a piece of the puzzle they had yet to discover. But to truly understand Greek mythology, you must start at the beginning, before Mother Earth and the life that lived upon her. So that is where we'll begin. The beginning. Minnie knows Zeus and his brothers, Poseidon and Hades. They are the most common in children's books and movies, but it all began with chaos, a vast emptiness. Suddenly born from that nothingness was Gea and her siblings. More commonly known as Mother Earth, Gea and her siblings, Chaos, and some of their children are known as the primordial deities, also known as the beginning gods. Gea's siblings include Tartarus, Erebus, and Nyx, but for the sake of time conservation, I'll be focusing on Gea and her children. Gea is the mother of all creatures. From the beginning of time, she has created all the life that walks her surface. But her first children, which she had with the god of the sky, are the Titans. There are six Titans with six Titanesses to take as their wives. The Titans were loved and cherished by both of their parents and were given high thrones to rest upon. But at last, Gea's next sons were not given the same fate. The Cyclopes, Brontes, Cerops, and Argus were big and breedy with a singular eye in the center of their forehead. Their father was disgusted at the monstrosities Gea had created and threw them into Tartarus, known as the deepest pit on Earth. There they would be trapped until released. The Hecatontrys, Gea's next sons, were huge and strong. With 50 heads and 100 arms, they could shake the Earth. When they too were thrown into Tartarus, Gea was furious and in pain. Knowing only one solution, she turned to her sons. "Take this sickle," she told them. "Use it to strike down your father. It is the only way we may be free of his torture." But at last, each son looked at their sickle and looked at the sickle and turned her down, knowing the strength and anger of their father that they did not dare to face. That was until she looked to her last son and begged him to take it. He accepted. "Cronos, you must serve justice for your father's sins and free your brothers so we might live happily as a family," she whispered to his ear as he prepared to take a stand. So while Gea distracted him, Cronos, with the help of his brother, struck him down. With his father's dying body in his arms, Cronos saw a prophecy. He saw blood and misery and the end of his own rule. And watching the light leave his father's eyes, he knew he would suffer the same fate as he did, to be destroyed at the hand of his own blood. Gea, still angry at Cronos for betraying his brothers in Tartarus, agreed. And so, when Rhea had her next child, Gea took him and sent him to be raised by the nymphs in the woods. In replace of the child, Rhea took a rock and swallowed it in her baby's blankets. Cronos, to Rhea's delight, swallowed the rock without a second thought. And so baby Zeus was born. Cronos would continue to take the throne above his siblings, and despite his mother's pleas, refused to release his brothers from their place in Tartarus. Time went by and Cronos remained in rule, but he did not do so lightly. In his selfish fear of being kicked from his throne, he refused his wife Rhea the gift of children. And every time she gave birth, he took the child and swallowed it. As time went on, Rhea found herself in pain and alone, as she watched her sisters raise and care for their children. When she had last reached her breaking point, she turned to Mother Earth. She begged her for help, wanting only for her to raise her next child away from Kronos, where he can grow and return to her. In a cave far away from his father and family, Zeus was raised off of honey and goat's milk. Outside his cave, warriors dance and clash their swords, creating quite a racket to prevent Kronos from hearing his cries. But after reaching adulthood, Zeus was ready to face his father. His plan started with poison, causing Kronos to throw up the rock and all of his siblings that he had swallowed. Zeus finally reunited with his siblings, killed the guard to Tartarus, and freed his brothers. As a token of their appreciation, the Cyclops gifted Zeus the lightning bolt previously hidden by Gea. Zeus, with the help of all of his siblings, would overthrow the Titans in a battle called the Titanotomy. After 10 years of war and Zeus finally coming out victorious, the defeated Titans were cast into Tartarus, all except for Atlas, who was punished to hold up the sky. After war, Zeus shared the world with his two older brothers, Poseidon and Hades. Zeus would rule the sky and heavens, Poseidon would rule the seas, and Hades took the underworld. No god was ever to be given Mother Earth, so they shared her and would come to give her to the mortals. In reward of their victory, the gods created a mountain on which they would live. They called Olympus, surrounded by thick clouds, nor mortal would ever set foot on Olympus. The mountains were covered in lush forest, gold domes, and architecture 1,000 years beyond anything seen by humans. Here Zeus built his palace, where he would rule with his fellow Olympians. 12 in total, the Olympians consisted of Zeus, Hera, Athena, Poseidon, Artemis, Apollo, Demeter, Hester, Aphrodite, Hephaestus, Hermes, and Ares. Zeus, Poseidon, Hera, and Demeter were the children of Kronos. The rest of the gods were their children, except for Athena, who was born from the ocean.